Well, I can look at myself. I mean, I'm fortunate. I knew Don when I was a player, so I've seen him from a player's side and then obviously from a management side. And, you know, it's a fine line when you ride that bus. It's sort of, you know, it's sort of saying that you're going to sit in the dressing room. And, you know, he always was able to be professional, and I'm sure there's things that he would know or hear that he thought, well, that's something I can say or can't say. And not because anything was being hidden, but more it's just that the innocence probably of players saying things and how they could be taken out of context. And Don was surely the professional at that knew, you know, where to draw the line sort of thing, and so he could do his professional job at the same time be respectful of the players. And I know as a player, and our players now truly appreciated that. I think at the end of the day, you know, again, I truly believe that he's never going to be replaced, and nor, you know, is anyone going to try to do that. I think it's going to be a bit of a task for the next person. He'll always be compared to what we consider a legend, and I know Don always shied away from that type of praise, but there's no doubt he's one of the best announcers junior hockey's ever seen.